Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, reviews for Mad Druggist, the debut novel from Frank Hozeska, called it entertaining from the start to finish, well-written with lots of laughs. Mad Druggist is the story of Louis, a likable, well-meaning, but disaster-prone pharmacist. The tumultuous pharmacy career finally catches up with Louis, and no one is willing to give him another chance or a break. Louis ends up with a wash-up pharmacy career. He's ready to give up his fight until something crazy happens in the final round. Frank grew up in Burlington, Wisconsin, has a Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and took pre-pharmacy courses at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Also a bachelor's degree in health education K-12 from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and he played major varsity basketball at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. After working in Wisconsin for 5 years, Frank decided to move to California for some adventure and some fun in the sun. As a hobby, he took up acting lessons, cast in the play Italian-American Reconciliation as the main character, also did the open mic comedy showcase in Hollywood and Los Angeles, tried his hand in screenwriting plays, and now a published author. Frank Hozeska, author of Mad Druggist, joins us on This Week in America. Frank, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for this opportunity so I can share to the world all my crazy, unbelievable happenings.
Well, I want to talk about that because it's like one after another. Poor Louis, in this case, maybe Frank, boy, you have your hands full in dealing with life as a pharmacist. Let's talk about the inspiration. Where did this come from to write this story, Mad Druggist?
Well, it started out a long time ago, 30 years ago in 1986.
Wow.
When God threw a ball of fire as big as the moon right down on me, and right before it turned into dust and turned me into dust and everything around me, I prayed, "Forgive me, Father," and it turned into light all around me. And I was still alive. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And I thought, is this wormwood? No, it was holy wood. It was a miracle, a benediction. That's what inspired me. That's what happened. And after that, I started my pharmacy career. And then I started getting fired all the time.
So when I'm reading about Louis, a lot of Louis is Frank's real life experiences as a pharmacist. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. I feel sorry for you. What a life you've led, but you've come through it. You're able to write about it. You're able to smile about it. Our guest on the program is Frank Hozeska. That is H-O-Z-E-S-K-A. The book is Mad Druggist. You'll find it wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the writing process. Talk about how the book came to life. Over what period of time did you write this, and what was it like writing your story?
Okay, for sure. I would love to tell my story. It took me about 30 years because I became a pharmacist in 1985. And anyway, like I said, I was getting fired all the time from my pharmacy jobs, all except for one job. And I was always in the unemployment line and always feeling rejected through my whole career. And I was always having to start over again to accrue time off. And no wonder I have never been anywhere. And I was very disappointed in my pharmacy career and in myself for getting fired all the time. And to top it off, my wife and some of my friends, you know, kept telling me it's your fault. I'm to blame because you get fired all the time. And I was, well, they're no longer my friends, and she's no longer my wife.
That explains that. Yes. Okay.
I mean, either you're You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Either you're for me or you're against me. Either I'm guilty or I'm not guilty. And you can make your own judgment when you read my book and read all the unbelievable things that happened to me. And so then, so after all of that, I was unemployed and at the time, and I had a lot of free time, you know. And so I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna, now I have the time to speak my voice and turn the lemons into lemonade. So I started writing and about all the unbelievable things that happened to me. And then I discovered that writing was my therapy and my passion. And the more And so I started writing more. And the worse my life got, the better my story got.
I tell, as you read the story and realize, okay, these incidents that Louis is going through, incidents that Frank went through in his life. Frank Ozeska, that's Hozeska, is our guest on This Week in America. The book is available, Mad Druggist, wherever books are sold. What message, what themes do you hope readers will take away from, obviously, the laughter and the enjoyment that they'll get from reading Mad Druggist? What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, the number one thing is if you get fired from your job for doing good works, like I was doing, and for some ridiculous reason, just tell yourself God has a better plan anyway, and trust God and move on. And don't take revenge or anything like that, like you see on TV
No,
nowadays.
yes. And I'll bring you up to the current day, Louis Frank, working in the pharmacy business. It's been 30 years and you're still out there helping people behind the pharmacy counter.
Yeah, well, that's because I like helping people. That's, that's what I like to
That,
do,
yes.
help them understand their medications. But I really would like to retire and pursue, the entertainment career. Even though I'm getting older, I just want to finish the race before I leave,
Well, you're not getting older. You're seasoned. You're more mature. You have more life experiences. You're an excellent writer. You've tried, plays before, the screenplay. We'll talk about that in a second because all the reviews I'm reading are saying this is like a screenplay. This really came to life in my mind, and see if there's life for Mad Druggist as possibly a screenplay. What were the biggest influences in shaping this story? Who or what helped you shape this story, Mad Druggist?
Well, my biggest influences were my loving God and my loving parents. And all the people who rejected me and made my life miserable,
Oh,
they
yes.
were the ones that started this fire, good or bad, they were the biggest influencers.
And you overcame all of those. The book is Mad Druggist, receiving rave reviews. Our guest on the program, the author Frank Ozeska. Book available at Barnes and Noble, at Amazon. The Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you were writing the book, what challenges did you face as you're getting the book written and then published, which is a whole other animal, the business part of it. After you do the creative work in telling the story, now you have to get it published and get it out there for people to read and enjoy. What were some of the challenges and how did you overcome those?
Okay, the first challenge was writing a book. Just thinking about writing a book was giving me anxiety because I never wrote a book in my life. And that was the number one challenge, just to even think about writing a book. I don't know how to do this, but I just started writing. And then after I started writing and accumulating all my mishaps and fiascos, I was like, you know what? I got to make a book out of this. And my second challenge was worse than writing a book, and that was trying to find a known publisher with a good reputation. And that wasn't happening. And so then I started getting nervous, and I was starting getting desperate. You know, I'm getting older, and I need to finish this before, you know, finish this before I, you know, leave this earth. And so what I did was self-published, and that was a big mistake. I mean, let me tell you, all the wolves and false publishers started calling me from all over the world and giving me false hopes, and they pretty much scammed me out of my life savings.
Well, and here you are today. The book is published. You've overcome so much. And boy, one of the themes of that we sense in Louis, who is sort of is Frank in the book is Mad Druggist, is this resilience. You've really overcome a lot to be where you are today and have the book published and out there and people now able to enjoy it. As you were writing the book, a favorite part or chapter of the book that's maybe more meaningful to you, had a larger impact on your life than some of the others?
Yeah, it was the benediction, the beginning of my book, because it was written in the stars, and it must be told. I mean, when God throws a ball of fire at you and everybody ignores it, that's not cool. I mean, like, I was thinking this has to be shared with the world because, you know, it's going to happen again in the end times, and you got to know what to do.
Yes.
You know, when it comes down, if you're an unbeliever, you know, you say, you know, forgive me, Father, you know, that's what I did, you know, and then it's boom, like that, it turned into light. And I was like, oh my gosh, that worked, you know, just share that with everybody else, all the unbelievers. So, that was my favorite part because that had the most impact on me. And just think, if that ball of fire didn't turn into light, the whole Midwest would have been up in smoke like that. I'm serious. Because you know what? When I was in California and I was working, and then I worked in San Diego, I was working in a pharmacy about 5 minutes from Tijuana. And some of the customers came in, and one customer came in, you know, and I'm real friendly, and I asked him, hey, what do you do? You know, and he says, I'm an astronomer. I said, oh, really? And I said, did you happen to see a ball of fire? And he goes, yeah, in 1986 at 2:30 in the middle of the night.
Wow.
He says it was huge. We saw it from the University of San Diego from the telescope up on that hill. And he says, I'm the astronomer at the University of San Diego. And he said, we saw that. And I said, look, there's another witness for me. You know, everybody's not going to think I'm crazy, you know?
Well, it's interesting as you read the book Mad Druggist and you sense what Louis is going through and back to the beginning with the ball of fire and all of that. That's not hyperbole. That actually happened in Frank's life. And that really was life changing for you, wasn't it?
Yeah. And basically, I just wanted everybody to see the light. And I wanted to share that with the world because, you know, it's going to happen at the end of times. And I want everybody to be prepared, you know. So and then, you know, like Jesus Christ, he was a radical and against authority, and people thought he was mad and crazy. And I can relate to that. He was accused of everything. I was accused of everything. I was a radical pharmacist. You know, I was joking around back there, being kind of unprofessional. But, you know, I could relate to Jesus because that's exactly what happened to him. He got accused. They said he was mad. He wasn't mad. That was the truth. And I'm telling you the truth. You know, I don't have any revenge against anybody. I just wanted to lighten things up, tell people what's up, and have fun.
And do it in an entertaining way. Frank's work is Mad Druggist.
Yeah, and so that way, you know, maybe they'll see the light. And you know, I tried to bring, like my father always said, kill them softly. You know what I mean?
Well, that's words of advice, true advice, because you do that as people are reading. And I'm reading reviews. What feedback are you getting from readers and maybe colleagues that are in the pharmacy business that looking at that and go, wow, what kind of life is Frank leading? What kind of feedback are you getting?
Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, when I show my book to everybody at work, they go crazy. They love the fact that I'm pulling my hair, I'm going crazy mad. And they're so excited about it because they can relate. They're like, yeah, Frank, we can relate to that picture, every day in the pharmacy. And so they want my book. So I bring my book to work, and then I get fired for bringing my book to work. But anyway, that's another story.
Wow.
What I wanted to tell you is that not only that cover can people can relate, anybody who has a job. Then when I tell them I used to be the pharmacist of the stars in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard, oh, they get real excited and they want to know the gossip, the juicy gossip of all the movie stars out there. And of course, I can't tell them names, but I give them the scene and what happened to me out there. And it's kind of fun for the readers because it's pretty interesting what goes on over
It is
there.
a lot of fun for the reader. You develop characters, you've got dialogue, you really hold us on line just when, okay, we think we've seen it all. Frank's got another story that he weaves into Mad Druggist. Hozeska is the pronunciation last name. The spelling is Hozeska. Link on our website. The book is Mad Druggist. What advice would you give to aspiring authors in publishing the first book? And you've got a lot of wisdom there. You touched on that a few minutes ago. What advice would you give them once they finish the book? They think the hard part is done. I've got it done. I'm reading it through. I like it. My friends have gone through. They like it. Now what? What advice would you give them? Because it can be frustrating and devastating as well.
Yes, the number one advice I would give any author is first of all, find a well-recommended publisher who has good accreditation and you need to get personal references from well-known authors. Go do your research on publishing and go to the book fairs. I was in the Miami Book Fair in 2017, and I met a lot of people and authors. And then I was what else was I doing? I was on radio shows and everything. But I was trying to get a publisher to sponsor me, a well-known publisher, and that didn't happen. And so that's when I self-published, and I'm like, don't do that. Just take your time, get to know what's going on, know people, know the right publishers, and take your time and do your research and do it right. Otherwise, if you want to self-publish and you have a lot of money to burn and throw away, you can self-publish, but I would not recommend it.
Our guest in the program is Frank Hozeska. His book is Mad Druggist. You'll find it available basically wherever books are sold, direct you to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and we'll talk about it in a second, where all the book is available and in what formats it's available. A great cover. Frank talked about that. If you're watching the YouTube version of the show, the video, you will see the cover we're talking about, or Google it. Go to Amazon and look at that. I love the cover. That sort of sets the tone for the Mad Druggist. It's exactly what you think of as a Mad Druggist. Are you working on any other projects now? You've done an excellent job with this. A couple of reviews said, I can't wait to see what happens to Louie. I hope there's a sequel. What are you working on now?
Well, right now at this moment, I'm not working on any other books. I have some, in the back of my mind. And the reason I'm not is because I had to get back to the pharmacy and pay off my credit card debt from
Wow.
my first book. So, but yes, I did write an adapted movie script from my book. And my agent in New York is sending that out to all the movie people. So, that's the path I want to go on. And but until then, and God willing, I'll just keep Filling drugs.
Pushing them behind the counter of the pharmacy is what Frank is trying to say there with that,
with the
career and improving lives that way and answering, I'm sure, so many questions. People, they rely on you as much as a doctor, maybe even more so. You'll get more answers with a pharmacist sometimes than you will with the doctor and be able to spend more time with them. And that's the career path that Frank has chosen. He's done it for three decades. And this book is a look back at the highs and the lows. And there's a surprise ending. Everybody talks about the surprise ending. Is this like based on real life or is this something you did just for the book?
It was in real life.
Interesting.
It was in real life. The ending, I don't know if I should tell you the ending, but that really happened.
That's probably enough. Don't want to give them too much because you'll want to read. You'll be surprised at what happens at the end. And it's a great journey in reading the book. It's a chance to get away, escape to the world that Frank has created in Mad Druggist and be entertained and learn something as well. You will get some meaningful lessons in Mad Druggist as well. I talk about Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Where would you suggest people go and pick up a copy of Mad Druggist?
Well, like you said, Amazon and Barnes & Noble and also Chapters Indigo. You can get a book from there.
Who inspired you? Did you have anybody at an early age let's take writing, for example, that you read, that you liked their writing style, that their style encouraged you to write? Or was this something you sort of self-developed as you were thinking about writing the book?
Well, back in the days, I wasn't even interested in writing or entertainment. I just was playing basketball. That was my world. This just developed. It's like I didn't ask for any of this. Like I didn't ask God to throw that ball of fire down on me. I didn't ask to be fired all the time. All I can remember is my father always said, there's always good in something bad. And he said, just take lemon and make lemonade out of it. And so I always liked the challenge, and writing a book was a big challenge. And a challenge for me was, kept me going, kept me alive. And, win or lose, it built character and made me a better person.
What was it like going back and recounting all of these stories, this time in Louis's world, but it's basically a reflection of Frank's world as well? When you put in writing and you go back and you recount in your mind all of the episodes that you went through, the various, some self-inflicted, some not, ups and downs, incidents that you had in the career, what was it like to go back and see all of that in total when you've gone through it all in your mind and you have it all written out now in the book? What was that like?
Well, like you said, a lot of it's some of it's self-inflicted, some of it's ridiculous. And, nowadays you can't say or do anything in the workplace. You just basically got to put duct tape over your mouth.
Yes.
And, it's like back in the olden days when I grew up, the atmosphere wasn't as sensitive as it is now. And so, those days you could get away with it, but not anymore. So, you learn to just kind of go with the flow.
A couple minutes left in the program. Our guest is Frank Hozeska. He is the author of the book Mad Druggist, spending now three decades in the pharmacy counter working with people. Just a pharmacy-related question. What is that like now? Do we have a better handle on healthcare, the cost of medications? We hear stories all the time about people overwhelmed at what medication is costing them, sometimes skipping medication because they can't afford it. You're there on the front line of that. You see these people when they come in to try to pay for the medication and to get the medication and figure out how to best use it. Are we making any progress in healthcare, do you think, from your vantage point?
Well, being a healthcare professional, I learned from being very young that you have to keep yourself in shape and keep healthy, because you know, when I see these people come in and they get all these, you know, diabetic drugs to lose weight, I feel sorry for them because, you know, you need to start young with these people with just have a continuous workout ethic and, you know, go for walks, do some exercise, because that's the only way that the prices are going to go down is if people don't need them as much. And I'll tell you, when they come into the pharmacy and they're on all these different drugs, 5, 10, 15 different drugs, it makes me get out of work and want to go and walk or ride my bike because I don't want to pay all that money myself. And so it's pretty much up to the patient if they want to decide to do that or not.
You know, that's interesting because you'll feel better, you'll save money along the way, a lot there. An interesting perspective from Frank, who deals with this on a daily basis. Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. It's been a pleasure to have on a program Frank Hozeska, that's Hozeska. The book is Mad Druggist. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, and Amazon, of course, as well. And I'd like to thank Karen from Procreation Press, who contacted me and arranged our conversation today with Frank to talk about the book Mad Druggist. Frank, it's been a pleasure meeting you, having you on the program, hearing your story. You're touching many people, as I say, with an enjoyable read, put a smile on their face, but give them something to think about in life as well. It's been a pleasure. And I'm thinking, too, if you were a college basketball player now, you could probably make a whole lot of money with this name, image, likeness thing going on out there now with
for
college.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. You see the transfer portal and everybody changing, going from one school to the next. What was it like when you played? Was that a scholarship that you were on?
Pretty much I was a walk-in, and then, I was a walk-on. But listen to this. I tell everybody, I was playing basketball at Whitewater, and we only had 5 guys on our team right in January because half the team was ineligible. So we had to suit up our manager and our ball boy. And the coach looks down the bench at me, and I thought he was putting me in to start, and he was picking the ball boy. He put the ball boy and the manager in before me. So I tell everybody I was a walk-on and a walk-off because of that.
An amazing story. I think there's probably a book in that as well. Maybe that's
that's
the
really
follow-up
happened.
Book.
Yeah, all this stuff really happened.
All this in your life, and you remember it, you came through it with a smile, and you've succeeded and successful at what you're doing and touching lives. And the book is Mad Druggist, a thoroughly enjoyable read. Hopefully we'll see this on the screen at some point. Our guest once again is Frank Hozeska, that's Hozeska, book available at Chapters Indigo, at Barnes & Noble, at Amazon, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Frank, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you, and it was my pleasure to share this with the world.
That was a great story, great stories, and a pleasure to have Frank with us. Once again, the book is Mad Druggist. All the information, the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.